36,000. The number of businesses which have upgraded to the number one cloud financial system, NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite just turned 25. That's 25 years of helping businesses streamline their finances and reduce cost. 1. Because your unique business deserves a customized solution, and that's NetSuite. Learn more when you download NetSuite's popular Key Performance Indicators Checklist, absolutely free at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, February 5th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, a growing number of women are managing symptoms of ADHD, and tech may be making those symptoms worse. WSJ family and tech columnist Julie Jargon tells us why smartphones could both help and hurt. And then, some of the biggest tech companies, including Meta and Amazon, have reported earnings and beat Wall Street expectations. We'll find out what's behind that strong earnings growth and break down some of the challenges around AI investment with WSJ Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher. But first, more women are getting diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, as adults. Between 2020 and 2022, the number nearly doubled, according to an analysis of nearly 4 million U.S. patient records by medical record software company Epic Systems. Many with the disorder have a complicated relationship with technology. It can exacerbate symptoms, but also help manage them. Here to tell us more is WSJ family and tech columnist Julie Jargon. Julie, do you have a sense of what's behind the increase?
There are a couple of different things going on. One of the things is for a lot of women that may have been able to compensate for the attentional issues that they had as kids, as teenagers, when they reached adulthood with all of the responsibilities of working, caring for children, managing a home, everything came together to a point where they felt they could no longer stay on top of everything. They were becoming more forgetful, having a harder time making it to appointments on time if they remembered to do so in the first place, and just losing track of things. And so for a lot of women, it was those kind of struggles based on feeling really overwhelmed with life that caused them to seek a diagnosis. For other women, they found out when they were taking their kids to get a diagnosis that, oh, I have these traits too. Maybe there's a genetic component and my child has ADHD because I do. And, you know, they learned about it that way. Also, the criteria for diagnosis has become more broad, allowing more people to receive diagnoses than had been able to in the past. And then there's the tech issue, which is the constant distraction of our phones and other devices on top of all of the responsibilities that so many women are handling really brought this to a fore.
The people who you interviewed in your reporting, what is their relationship to tech?
All of the women that I interviewed described a complicated relationship with tech, where on the one hand, technology can be extremely helpful for them in managing all of the things of daily life, like we all do. We all rely on calendars and alarms. But on the other hand, they find it really hard to manage their own impulses around tech use. One mom I talked to said that if she was left to her own devices, so to speak, she would scroll Facebook until her phone died.
How can tech exacerbate the symptoms of ADHD?
There have been studies that show that media multitasking slows our ability to process information, decreases our ability to filter out extraneous information, and shortens our attention span. So we think we're being more productive when we're doing multiple things at once, but we're really not because we're not focusing on any one thing.
What you describe is a pretty common behavior for a lot of people. So what makes someone react differently if they do have ADHD?
A lot of the doctors that I talked to said that one of the key differences is that if you're high functioning in your job and you're able to hold down the fort at home, you probably don't have ADHD. People with ADHD, you know, if they're not getting treated in some way, they really struggle at work. They struggle in their relationships. They struggle at home. So differences in their brains could really have some impact on their daily lives.
Are there ways that tech can help alleviate some of the symptoms of ADHD?
For people that struggle with remembering things or losing things, they can be very much helped by technology. They can put air tags on their keys or other items to help them find things. Phone alarms. I talked to one woman who has 23 active alarms on her phone. We all have phone alarms, but she has alarms that just remind her that it's noon and it's time to eat lunch.
That was our family and tech columnist, Julie Jargon. Coming up, can the big tech companies turn the hype around AI into profits? That's after the break.
36,000. The number of businesses which have upgraded to the number one cloud financial system, NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite just turned 25. That's 25 years of helping businesses streamline their finances and reduce cost. 1. Because your unique business deserves a customized solution, and that's NetSuite. Learn more when you download NetSuite's popular Key Performance Indicators Checklist, absolutely free at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Meta, Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft reported their fourth quarter earnings last week. And though all of the companies are doing well, with revenue and operating earnings beating analysts' expectations, they could encounter challenges in the year ahead as they look to build on improved sales and profit growth while also trying to live up to the hype around artificial intelligence. Joining me now with more is WSJ Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher. Dan, big picture from last week's big tech earnings, how are these companies doing?
The very high-level view is they're all doing fine. They're selling tons of products, making billions and billions of profits, and no real problem from a fundamental standpoint. The thing going into this particular earnings season was that pretty much all these stocks had really had a strong run-up over the last 12 months because mostly of this hype around AI. And that was particularly the case for Microsoft, Google, that even fed Meta, the parent of Facebook, and Amazon as well. But they all also had some different dynamics playing into how the quarter went. Microsoft and Google were the ones most predominantly judged about AI because they've been the most at the forefront at really being aggressive in putting generative AI tech into their products and services.
Thinking more about AI, some of these companies like Google and Microsoft have been investing heavily in AI and other new technologies. Are those investments paying off yet?
Microsoft noted that its Azure cloud business had about 6 points of contribution and growth from generative AI. For the others, the disclosures were a lot more, let's just say, qualitative and color, but not a lot of specific numbers. But it's really still too early. I mean, it's only been about a year ago that this ChatGPT launched publicly and kicked off this hype cycle. So it's been less than a year that the companies have been rushing to get the chips and components necessary to do this. So it's really not been in place yet to generate significant revenue for the December quarter.
So if AI isn't necessarily paying off yet for most of these companies, what aspects of the businesses are paying the bills?
For Facebook and Google, obviously it is the advertising. That's still their dominant business, the predominance part of their revenues. That actually did fine. I mean, the growth there accelerated from the previous quarter. You know, a year ago, both were struggling in growth for various reasons. Meta in particular, the Facebook parent, had really good growth and a really big boost in profits. And they had a little surprise in there. They actually sold a lot of their VR headsets, which took the revenue in that particular business, which is still very small relatively, but that particular business made $1 billion in revenue in the fourth quarter.
Let's talk a little bit about Apple, because it came into this latest earnings season with the lowest expectations of the bunch. Where is the company struggling the most?
Well, one, they didn't really have this AI hype cycle because they haven't really been trying to build into that yet. So the stock didn't benefit from that. They're struggling in a few ways. One is that the iPhone business is mature, so it tends to be very slow growth. They're also struggling in China. Revenue in China fell a lot more than Wall Street expected, and that caused concern. And they projected, you know, essentially kind of a weak revenue quarter for the March period. That's why their stock fell following the results.
Let's change gears a little bit and talk about Amazon, which we talked about last week. Investors are looking for profit expansion. Where did Amazon see the most growth?
One, they really delivered on that profit expansion. Also important for them, their cloud business, which is not the majority of their revenues, but it's the vast majority of their operating profits. The growth there is picking up. What we saw a few quarters ago is that Amazon and other cloud companies were seeing customers slow their business a bit. There was concern that was going to continue, but that actually, it seems to be over and growth there is picking back up. But the other thing is that their retail business is making some really good profits and advertising, which contributes to that. They're like basically number three now to Google and Facebook. They've got a lot of things that are working well for them right now.
Looking at Google, what questions are they dealing with when it comes to advertising revenue?
Advertising is still doing well for them. The question they're dealing with is the whole generative AI thing that could play into the search business in a big way because they're starting to launch things like Bard, but nobody's quite figured out how that's going to grow advertising revenue? Are they going to charge more money for the advertising they put there? Is that going to help them in that business of theirs that's really key? There's still a lot of questions on that front. But as far as like just plain growth, it's doing fine.
What kinds of challenges are these companies expecting to see in the year ahead?
All of them need to show that they can actually sell AI, not just spend on it and, you know, equip for it, but that their customers are willing to pay and maybe pay a premium to have these types of services. Microsoft is the furthest along in that so far because it naturally fits with what they already sell a lot of, which is enterprise software. They're a $3 trillion company now on the hopes of AI, so they need to really deliver on that. The other companies need to show how the investments are going to pay off for them while keeping their very important existing core businesses growing well.
That was our Heard on the Street columnist, Dan Gallagher. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.